Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of Just Hoop Talk. Today, we're talking about the best bubble moments from 2020. So the bubble was fun. It was a lot. It was interesting. It was different. It was weird. It was uncomfortable. It was a lot of excitement, though, for sure. So today, we're talking about our favorite moments so far. So here we go.
You are now tuned in to the next best thing. Justin Henry, Will Thompson.
Yeah, let's go. Y'all can talk that talk, but this is just hoop talk. Updates on the news, analysis, who's who. Who gon' win, who gon' lose? Is it true, is it true? This is just hoop talk. This is just hoop talk. Ball.
All right, guys, here we are. The bubble is officially over, I guess. They're going home now. The bubble's popped. Everyone's out. They're cleaning the hotel rooms. I heard crazy stories about like dudes leaving like old food in the corner of their room, not cleaning stuff. But also heard like Russell Westbrook leaving like major tips and stuff. So there's been some interesting stuff in this bubble. But the bubble's over. The hotels are clear. The gym is empty. The Lakers are champions. So we wanted to kind of recap the entire bubble experience, the whole process, and talk about some highlights, man, some of our favorite moments. So Justin, jump into one of your favorite moments from the bubble so far.
Dude, this bubble was amazing, man, and I think just the level of basketball play that we saw was special. We saw some teams battle it out, even underdog teams kind of taking on teams that were favorites to win it all. Yeah. We saw some great game-winning shots. We saw some 3-1 comebacks. We saw a ton of greatness in this bubble, man. And shouts out, like you said, to all the players who had to struggle through it, all the the cleaning ladies, all the chefs that made it happen, man, all the media that was out there. But my favorite moment of this bubble, I mean, to me, it was Luka's step back, man, because even though we didn't get to see them, well, let me be real. My favorite moment, honestly, was the Lakers winning the championship.
Of course.
But if we're talking just individual moments, I'm going to go with Luka hitting a step back, man. To me, that was just playoff basketball, one of those clutch moments you're always going to see in the highlights. I loved watching that, man. It just made me jump out of my seat as a basketball fan, underdog, hitting the game winner when you know it's coming. For me, that was a special moment, man.
Yeah, that was crazy. That definitely was Luka's, like, breakout. I'm a superstar. There's nothing you can say about it at this point, moment. You know what I was thinking, though? I was really, like, thinking and hoping someone was, like, recording everything happening in the bubble, man. I want a Last Dance-style documentary on the bubble, bro. Like, what was really happening behind the scenes, bro? Like, I want to know, was there fights? Was there dudes, like, knocking on each other's hotel rooms? Like, I want to know, man. I want to know all the dirty details of the bubble. But
I know that, like, Matisse Thybul and JaVale McGee lasted the whole time. So who knows what that guy got, especially champagne popping out there, man.
Yeah, I hope somebody got some good behind-the-scenes stuff, because that I know that's gold, man. I know there's so many crazy things that we never even – heard about that happened in the bubble, man. Like, that I know they have that rule, what happens in the bubble stays in the bubble. I guarantee that was set around. But if we're talking about on the court, one of my favorite moments, and this is just random, this is just me being a basketball fan and, you know, watching the game for a long time, I was hyped when Carmelo was going off. And there was one game in particular where he was going off against the Lakers, and like him and LeBron were kind of going back and forth, man. And I have like flashbacks from, like, I don't know, it was like 06 or 07 or something like that, when Melo used to just kill LeBron. Yeah. So I was like, oh, man, this is like old school Carmelo Anthony. Like, that was one of my favorite moments by far in the bubble, dude.
Those individual battles, man, I feel like there was a lot of them, too. It was like, hey, I'm a mano y mano. I'm not going to let you beat me, you know. Right. And I think what was special about that first round, when you talk about Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray's breakouts, too, man.
Yes.
It's kind of on that same level. You're talking about Carmelo, just like must-watch basketball.
Yes.
That series, to me, was one of the best series we've seen in the playoffs in a while.
It really was.
Got two guys just gunning for 50, 40 points every game, it felt like. You know, it was basically they were untouchable. It was just a matter of who had the ball last in that series. And man, I feel like we got to see some great things, some great storylines that happened, and new stars emerging. When you're talking about Jamal Murray, you're talking about Donovan Mitchell, even starting to go up to those other series now, when you're looking at like Jason Tatum and what he was able to do to elevate his stat, his stock, and Jimmy Butler as well, man, in some of the games that he had.
Yeah, Jokic too. I think Jokic really established himself as a star big man in this league. Probably one of the best big men in the league for sure. MPJ had some solid breakout games. He looks like he's going to be a problem moving forward. It was definitely the offensive outbursts were there was a lot of really great offensive performances. For whatever reason, I don't know exactly why. They said it was a shooter's gym. Guys were, you know, rested, and they, you know, a lot of times they were just shooting at the same basket for the entire bubble. I think there was two different courts, but for the most part, like, it was almost like every game was a home game because they're shooting at the same basket over and over again. So I think that had a little something to do with all the offensive outbursts. But, yeah, it was great, man. It was a lot of fun to watch. Looking forward to what happens next year. Are we going to do another bubble? Is there going to be multiple bubbles? I have no idea. From a fan's perspective, I don't mind the bubble, but I know the players are probably like, we're not doing that shit again.
Yeah, bro. The bubble condition, I don't know. Who knows, man? All I know is it made for some really, really good basketball, and you could really tell who wanted to be there in those moments, and we actually saw some teams fall flat that we didn't expect, too. When you're talking about, like, the Los Angeles Clippers, and what a disappointment that was, dude. They came to the bubble and did not meet expectations. Another team on the Eastern Conference that did the exact same thing, the Milwaukee Bucks. So when you're talking about teams that didn't look the part, when you're talking about Clippers and Bucks, a lot of expectations were high for those two teams. A lot of people had them in the NBA Finals, and they just did not perform, man. So I think we saw a good element of, like, the bubble bringing out the best in teams, but also some of the worst in teams too.
Yeah, you definitely saw some people who didn't take it as serious, didn't come as prepared. Guys leaving the bubble, coming back to the bubble, going in and out. Yeah, you're right. It some people were able to elevate themselves, and some people were really exposed by the bubble. But it was a lot of fun, man. We'll see what next year looks like. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, I'd love to get back out to some games. It's been a while since I've seen some games, but whatever we got to do to get a season in 2021, let's do it. I'm down for it.
We can't have a bubble. We can't have Lou Williams out there eating chicken wings all the time at the strip club. Can't have Daniel House sneaking in attendance late at night, man. We got to get these guys back in their home environments if possible, man.
Yeah. Definitely, man. So, yeah, let us know in the comment section below, what was your favorite bubble moments, and are you looking forward to a bubble next year, or are you trying to go to some games? Because I'm trying to go to some games, man. But hit us up, man. As always, we appreciate you guys watching. We really do. Please feel free to hit the like button and subscribe. The channel's been growing, man. Much love to all of you for all the support. We love all the comments. Even the haters, we love you too, haters. We appreciate y'all, man. All right, guys. We'll see you.